download Todd and Tyler podcast from the Todd and Tyler app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Rachel Ware going to join us later on today. I'll save the Uncrustables flavor bit for Nick. Because he loves the Uncrustables. I didn't know there's that many flavors, you know. I just tried one for the first time last week because we were talking about it on the radio. And the Uncrustable Fairy showed up with some, which was pretty cool. Yeah,
we could do our
is that what you call her?
NHL talk. The hockey playoffs are going on.
Are they?
Wow. Are they really?
We're down to the Final Four. We're down to the Western and Eastern Conference Finals. Can you tell me who's playing in the Western and Eastern Conference Finals in the National Hockey League?
Oh, hang on here.
Did I see the Canadiens won a Game 7 the other night?
Correct.
I didn't know. I don't watch SportsCenter because it sucks, and they will play ESPN sucks in general.
Carolina Hurricane in game number one tonight. Do you know where
the
Carolina Hurricane play their home games?
North Carolina.
Yeah. Nope.
Charlotte.
Raleigh, North Carolina.
Raleigh. Oh, yeah. Did not know that. Okay.
I learned that a couple years ago.
And that's the East, right?
Right. And
the West is
generally, yeah.
The Knights.
I was going to say Vegas. Are they still pretty good?
Vegas and... the Colorado Avalanche.
Oh. Well, I just guessed Vegas because I saw their logo on a tweet the other day.
I don't get when they're posting the score up. Yeah. You know, it'll say COL, Colorado, and then it'll say VJK, Vegas Golden Knights. Why do they find it necessary to put the Golden Knights in there? I mean, I understand LAR and LAC because it's the same city, different teams.
I don't know.
NYJ, NYG, you know, same city, different teams. Las Vegas only has one hockey team. Do they need to fill three letters? You can't just put LV. Don't they do LV just for the Raiders? Aren't they capable, technically, of just throwing up an LV? Or do they need to finish up that space?
Well, that's a question for the ages there.
Yeah, it is. This is the thing that bothers me at night now. This is what keeps me up at night.
I'm with you, Todd. It seems weird.
That's pretty good, man.
Yeah, it is.
It's pretty good.
As far as things to bitch about, well, I'm not bitching about it. I'm just curious. Why? They're the only team that gets their nickname in the little three.
I'm rooting for the Canadians because those guys haven't been to the finals in years, have they?
No.
That country really loves hockey more than anybody else, so I'm rooting for the Canadians.
And I can't imagine most Canadians aren't rooting for the Canadians because, you know, weren't they?
Unless you get a player, you know, there's a lot of Canadian players in the U.S., so maybe you're a family member, but you're other than that. I mean, Canadian, if your family member plays for the Carolina Hurricane.
Yeah. In that case, yeah. But I would guess most
of the
nation.
They're rooting for Canada. I'm rooting for Canada, too. Go Canadians.
Simply because of the storied history behind the Montreal Canadiens, because weren't they one of the original six?
Oh, yeah. And that fan base loves them, just like the Maple Leafs and blah, blah, blah.
Right, but they haven't done dick in decades.
No, done dick.
And is it the Hurricanes or the Hurricane? Is that one of those singular?
Oh, I don't know.
Because, like, Miami, it's
Carolina
the Hurricanes.
I think they're Canes.
Yeah.
Wow. I love when hockey fans catch a glimpse of hear a little bit of us talking about hockey. They go, shut up.
Although the other, you know, like the Miami Heat is just singular.
Right. Because Heats would be stupid.
But yeah. But I mean, is it, if we're naming our team after weather things, do we have to do singular?
Can be multiple.
More than one hurricane.
Yeah, there can be multiple hurricanes. Yeah. Sometimes there are true hurricanes going on.
Well, look it up.
Once.
Are they the Carolina Hurricanes? They're the Canes.
That's what it says, Carolina Hurricanes.
All right. Miami bitched about their initials.
Right. Miami is also the Hurricanes, aren't they?
Yeah, they're the Canes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Canes with an S.
Yeah. Tony's Plural. Team. Yeah, go Canadians. Yeah.
So the Thunder won last night in the NBA.
I haven't watched a basketball game since the Celtics got blown out. Screw them.
Vegas won in the NHL.
All right. Good to know.
Carolina and Montreal play tonight. And then I think the Knicks and the
Cavs.
Cavs, yeah. Knicks and Cavs.
Now, what's a little bit of the Spurs-Thunder game?
I'm rooting for the Cavs, and I'm rooting for the – who's the other side there?
Spurs-Thunder.
Probably the Spurs.
Yeah.
Because Thunder won last year, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
All right. Yeah, but Rachel Ware going to be here.
Thunder
Nick Allen
that,
in the house.
Arizona State guy. Yeah. A guy named Dort.
Yeah.
And then Cleveland has James Harden.
Yeah.
He's Hall of Fame, isn't he?
No.
Who knows?
No idea.
Well, somebody
would
know.
I think his beard is.
You only care because you went to Arizona State. Yeah, Screw James Harden, man. Yeah.
Well, what's he done to you?
No, I just I don't like the way he plays the game. Yeah. Yeah.
Not enough set
shots. What's
he
done to you?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't hate him. I don't really care about him. You know, he doesn't play for my team.
There's no reasoning behind us hating people in sports.
No,
I mean,
hell
sometimes
no.
You just
no.
look at a guy and you go, I don't like that guy.
Nick hates Peyton Manning because he beat the Chiefs 14 games out of 16, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't care for Aaron Rodgers as a person, but I don't mind how he plays the game.
No, okay,
he seems
good.
To play the
You're
game.
You see him play one more year.
Properly.
Yeah, one more year. He's retiring. They asked him the question. He's going to retire after this year. And apparently that when you do something like that, I guess your team gets, if he does retire, your team gets to be able to trade up. I don't know how it works. I don't know how it works. I have no idea.
I just want to see his post-interception little bitch face a couple of more times. That would be my...
If he plays the Chiefs, Todd, who are you rooting for in that game? In a meaningful game, like a playoff game.
The Chiefs.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I think so.
No, you're not. Yeah. You live in the belly of the beast of idiot Chief fans.
Yeah, they really don't seem to bother me.
Yeah. Well, you're the only one.
Aaron Rodgers is a ridiculous person.
Yeah.
And it'd be and then your team would lose.
Yeah, I know that. Well, I know why you're rooting against my team. I get that. I get that. But Chief, Push, you'd be – what would you do there, Puss? You have to – I know you don't like Aaron Rodgers, but you loved him for years.
Yeah.
And he's playing the Chiefs. Your buddies are Chief fans. Nick is sitting right here. It's a playoff game. Not an important playoff game, like one of the first two.
Say a wild card game?
They're all important.
Yeah, it's a wild card game. They're not going to go to the Super Bowl.
Here's my reasoning.
Okay.
If Chiefs-Steelers in a wild card game, I'm rooting,
which could happen.
I'm rooting for the Steelers because at that point, the Chiefs would be out, and I know damn well that the Steelers would just get pounded the next round anyway.
That's fine.
And then they'd both be out, which is really
fine.
What I want.
That's fine. Now, well, the Chiefs have to hold up their end and actually make the playoffs this year, you know.
Oh, they'll be there.
I'm good with that scenario, but, you know, the sooner Aaron Rodgers can be eliminated, the better.
Yeah.
Hey, no. A-Rod, he's my boy. He's my boy.
That's gross.
Can't wait for the NFL and college football. And if the Pirates, they won last night, so they're still kind of hanging around 500. So, yeah, that's our list. Yeah, what we're rooting for now.
My buddy Donnie points out.
And the Canadians. I'm a big Canadian fan now.
It is the Tulsa Golden Hurricane singular.
Oh, University of Tulsa?
Right.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that may be the first time I ever know what the mascot of University
of
Tulsa is.
You know, the shower is a weather phenomenon.
Yeah, but nobody seems to adopt that.
Yeah, the golden showers would be great, man. They're Tulsa Golden Showers. Yeah.
What are you going to put on the hat?
Nick, your dad would like that. He says his water sport's a kink. Remember, he asked that legitimately on the air.
He did.
You're trying to think about that too often, dude.
Right. I'm glad it came up with it in, 5 minutes of being here?
Well, we mentioned earlier in the show, Nick, that you saw it probably, that Puss labeled a podcast from May 14th called The Lore of Cockfighting. And, of course, there's only so many characters allowed, so fighting was cut off. So it's the lore of blah, blah, blah. And everybody thought that was an episode your dad was on. You know? Yeah. So Todd wants to do a show with your dad, Rachel, who will be here today, Heather.
And you.
Right, and anyone else.
And the rest of us.
Yeah, who appreciates the lack of fighting.
Well, we are the C's in
the lack of fighting.
We are the C's in that.
Yeah.
Us four are the C's, and those three are the C lovers.
We hope.
That'll people are going to be banging down the door to get in here. Where are all you sea lovers?
Well, I mean, but if you're going to find
three... can't say it on the air.
Oh, but
if you're going to find three people who would talk about that subject openly and happily,
that'd be those three.
I think it's Heather, Rachel, and your dad.
Right.
Although from very different perspectives.
Yeah. Well, they love the sea.
I think I have the plague that day.
I almost got the plague yesterday.
We will duct tape you to that seat and make you listen.
Yeah, you might not want to come in on that day, Nick. You're right. We'll excuse you from your dad talking about sea with us. That could be a podcast extra, too.
Well, that it'd have to be.
It'd have to be.
It'd have to be.
That sounds like much fun.
Just in order to say the title of the segment, it would have to be a podcast extra.
Yeah. That would be great. Talk to your dad about that. You know.
He'd probably be the one that would be least likely to just openly share.
I don't think so, man.
He sometimes seems to shy away from that topic.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Maybe it's just because his son's ears.
Sometimes he really leans in.
Oh, well, we'll all take our shirts off that day. Yeah, that'll help.
I like how you think that'll help.
Your dad likes guy nipples. Come on. You know?
Yeah, but I mean, two out of the six in the room would be his sons.
I'm not here for this.
Oh, you're here for this. Oh, you're definitely here for this.
Yeah, well, he's not into his son's nipples. That'd be stupid. And wrong, for that matter.
Very.
Okay. All right. We have a morgue story coming up. That's a necrophilia story coming up. A little tease for you. The Todd and Tyler Golf Tournament. A few foursomes left. Get on that now. It's going to happen
Friday, June 5th.
Yeah, 2 weeks from tomorrow. So go to TNTRadioEmpire.com?
Yeah, that'll get you the link there to sign up.
Z92.com. Will the app have that information?
Mm-hmm. Just a few foursomes left there. Get on that. Always sells out. It's a good time. And we're looking forward to that again.
Friday, June 5th?
Yep.
That's right.
About noon?
11:30, I believe. Yeah. Okay. Actually, we're teeing off this year.
Yeah. That's a double shift for us that day.
Shift.
We got to work and then work.
Yeah.
It's like being an ER nurse.
Right. Yeah. We're pulling a 12 that day.
Yeah. Just like that.
Working 12 hours under high pressure stakes. Dick jokes and golf.
Well, I wrote that the other day. Somebody asked on Twitter, some Twitter thing that said, what was it? We didn't get a lot of likes on this. I think they weren't buying it. But it was name a job. I got to find the exact one here, what the quote was. Which job do people massively underestimate the difficulty of? And I responded, successful morning radio hosts. And they got
that didn't get a lot of traction.
18 likes. Nobody's buying that.
Oh.
Yeah.
People probably thought you were being serious.
Which suggestions were more popular?
You know what? I'll look at this. Yeah, I'll look at her. I'll look at that. Teaching is one of them here.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Glamorous.
A good teaching.
Thankless.
There are bad teachers out there.
And not a very good paying job.
Right.
You know, unless you're a tenured professor or something. At a major university.
I love this one. Temporary car park attendant.
But say like a valet?
I don't know. You're hired to do something.
A temporary valet?
That's a valet. Yeah.
I wonder if it's like the people that sometimes you'll go somewhere and it seems like somebody's taking money and you're not sure if they're even associated with that parking lot.
Yeah,
or not.
I was thinking the guy in the hut at the parking lot that has to lift the gate after you pay.
Teaching, nursing, they're coming up here a lot.
I think the guy who has to sit in the impound lot overnight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because usually he has to have a pit bull by his side because it's the people he deals with.
Oh, yeah.
Some drunk ass coming in at 2 a.m. Yeah, car.
Or a Glock.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure they deal with that all the time.
Healthcare, social worker, school teacher, paramedics, teaching, policing. Well, good cops.
Right. You know. All of those, you got to see something ugly from time to time.
Bus driver. Yeah. Well, it doesn't say successful morning radio show host.
Nope,
and it's a lot tougher than they think it is.
Didn't figure a lot of people would get behind that. They really haven't given it much thought.
I was the only one that answered that so far.
Having worked overnights, I think any job that you're working overnights, the difficulty is underestimated. It's not normal to be
you're
up
so
at that
burned.
Time.
I did it a few times myself, puss. It sucks, yeah.
Yeah, I did it for 5 years, and it's just not normal.
I think it takes a certain kind of person to thrive in that situation.
Yeah.
Didn't your dad do it for years?
11
to 7 or midnight to 8 or something like
11
that?
11 to 7. For 20, 25 years. And it was brutal. I don't envy anybody that works overnight.
Yeah, pretty much everybody's just caring about healthcare workers and teachers.
Did you have a house full of windows covered in aluminum foil?
No, there were towels or just sheets or something.
Did you ever have this sign? I saw this sign a lot. I remember my uncle had this sign on his house. It said night worker, day sleeper. So that meant you don't knock on the door during the day. Yeah, you ever had those signs?
We
lived in the middle of nowhere,
right? Middle of nowhere. Nobody was knocking on the door.
And sheep can't read or talk, which is good for you, puss.
No, we didn't have any livestock.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there was nobody knocking on your door, right? You live in the middle of nowhere, right? Yeah.
No, nobody knocks on the door when you live in the middle of nowhere.
Day sleeper, I think it said. Night
you just
worker,
tried not to crinkle the chip bags too loud?
Oh, no, that was a real thing.
Anybody.
That was a real thing. When Dad was sleeping, you better damn well be quiet.
Don't crackle the... Is that you crackling the chip bags, puss? He didn't call you puss, though, did he?
No, he didn't.
Luke!
Yeah.
No.
And he was. How could you be quiet as a kid at that age?
Well, and he was weird. He went to sleep at like noon, 1 o'clock, and then would sleep till like 9. Instead of coming home and going right to bed, he'd stay up for the morning and then go to bed and sleep till right before he went to work.
Yeah, when I did overnight.
So did you see him during the school year?
He probably went a little sex, didn't he, man?
Or just to see the family or the wife in the morning. Because I would do that when I worked overnights. I'd get home around 6, 6.30, and then I would probably not go to bed till about 10.
Man, I went to bed right away on those days.
And then I took a nap right before I went on the air again from about 10 to midnight.
Yeah,
and
nobody thought that was tough work.
Then I'd go into work. And nobody appreciated
that. Sean
Shells
was not in there either, Nick, you know.
No, I don't think it should be.
Yeah.
But a good one is helpful. It's good to have a good insurance
Well,
guy.
The question was,
yeah,
the
but
job
it's
that's
nothing
a lot
compared
tougher
to,
than
you know, being a paramedic.
Yeah. Yeah, the question was, obviously, which job do people massively underestimate the difficulty of? And actually, I don't think I massively underestimate that. So I think, actually, my answer was actually a good answer. The rest of them, we don't underestimate that. We don't underestimate teachers, nurses, doctors. Right.
The fact that no one responded means they massively underestimated it.
Thank you.
You proved your own point.
Yeah. All right. Come on back. Rage are coming in.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.